Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
All right, guys, welcome back to probably a podcast, which is, I don't want to say a somber episode, but it low-key kind of is, because this is the last time that you'll hear from me forever. Just fucking kidding. You're never getting rid of me. You are not going to hear from me for 4 short, tiny, tiny little weeks, because me and producer Courtney, we need a motherfucking break, okay? We need a break. We've been working. We've been twerking. We've been out here. We've been out here grinding, and we've been fighting the good fight. I'm so pleased with everything that we've done in the past. Wait, okay, I'm gonna have to get fact checked by producer Courtney. So I signed with Dear Media, and I was just telling her, I was like, the adrenaline's high, we're fucking pumped. But basically, like, you have to put one out every week, right? And it's like a corporate girly. It's like you have to like ask them for time off, you know, because it's a real job. So you have to be like, hey, I would love to take this month off, and I have to ask in like January. So if I want more time off, I have to ask in September, because, you know, I signed a contract for putting out an allotted amount of episodes a year. So I get a little time off. So anyways, just very excited because we've literally had this plan since January. And it's just going to be nice. It's going to be a little refresher. So I'm not going through like a full like rebrand for the next season that comes out. And honestly, we only just call them seasons because we do take a little break. Mostly they're just like episode numbers, right? So this is episode number 60. Exciting, fun. But one thing you guys always ask me, and I'm about to talk about my parents a lot because I'm going to like talk about St. Lucia and stuff, but y'all always are like, when will your parents come on the podcast? So it's important to note that this is episode 60 because I'm holding my parents to this one time forever ago. I thought like my parents would love nothing more than to come on my podcast and like live their best lives and get all the shining accolades that come along with that. But indeed, I was not correct. They actually were like, we would literally rather do anything else but that. Plus, back when the podcast was like full on nothing but like sex, whenever me and Mary Carla had a podcast, which honestly, like a thriving time in my life. And we still be talking about the bump and grind here, but we just, you know, do it a little less. And anyways, I think my parents are like jaded by that. And now I've told them like, listen, I didn't do a full call her daddy rebrand where she talked about the Gluck Gluck 4000 and then went on to like, you know, emotional like stress and like, I feel like she talks about like really like deep, meaningful things now. But all I'm saying is I think my parents still kind of are like, you know, thinking that kind of level. And I'm like, no. Like, you could just come on. It's fun. I'm like, you could even listen to the podcast now if you want. Because when I first put the podcast out, I was like, don't listen to it. And my mom's like, why? And I'm like, because I talk about jizz in places that you don't need to know about it. She's like, okay. But yeah, so I asked my parents forever ago to come. I was like, hey, like, can y'all be on an episode? And my parents said, which again, I'm going to hold them to this. My mom was like, for the 100th episode, we'll come on. And I was like, oh, girl. Like, I would literally love that. That would be amazing. So TBD if they still agree to it. I could see my dad being like, yeah, no. But also me and Anna Grace were talking about this, and I think it'd be funny. We would have to just like tell them we were like recording but not really, and then to show their like true authentic self, we'd have to have producer Courtney just go ahead and start rolling the camera, and then like I would just talk to my parents for like 30 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, we're starting, and then be like, gotcha, we've been recording for 30 minutes, because they really are just comedic gold. Like, they are so funny without trying to be funny, every day of my life, I try to be funny. You know what I mean? Like everything I do, I'm trying to convince someone I'm funny. They just are. My favorite people in life are people that are just actually funny without trying. Taylor's actually one of those people. She's like really funny without trying. And yeah, my parents are just really, they're fucking hilarious. So hopefully I can get them on the podcast. But that was like a very, very asked question. What I talked about this, you know, break we're taking and then coming back, whatever. Like I said, not a full rebrand. You know, the cover photo is going to stay the same. There have been a lot of requests for an introduction song. People say that it's jarring when the podcast starts. And part of me wants to say, fuck you, we're not doing an intro. But another part of me is like, well, it should maybe be cool if we had a little bit of music, a little twang, a little introduction before I start. That could be fun. So we'll see, TBD. But mostly we're just taking a fucking break. Yeah. So anyways, St. Lucia with my parents. Let's dive in. Also, by the way, this should be noted, I have not got any phone calls from the FBI and or a Specials Victim Unit, so I don't think, or the DEA, so I don't think that those letters that I sent did include any anthrax or bomb-related materials. I think that they might have just gotten to her kids and all was well. So just wanted to give a brief update because a lot of people were like, I have to know, like, what you literally sent those letters. And I was like, yeah, of course I did. I'm a nice lady. So she's a good man, Savannah. What is that from? Do you know what that's from? Producer Courtney? He's a good man, Savannah. I just always see it on TikTok and stuff. Okay, we're going to Google that. I find myself wanting to say that all the time. Gals on the go say it sometimes and it like really cracks me up. Okay. Anyway, so I go to St. Lucia with my family. It is amazing. And it's like the number one destination for honeymooners. Have you ever been to St. Lucia, by the way? Producer Courtney's shaking her head. No, she travels a lot. I didn't know. So like, it's a number one destination for honeymooners. So I had a lot of people reach out and be like, oh my God, like I'm honeymooning here. I'd love to hear about it. Whatever, whatever, whatever. So we had the literal best time ever, and I'll deep dive on our trip. But I just kind of want to preface and say that, I loved it so, so much. And going with my parents was amazing. And James being there was awesome. The resort was iconic. It wasn't like sponsored or anything. I fucking paid for it. Obviously, it was my parents' Christmas gift. But I'll talk about all that. But I just want to like preface and say, as good of a time as I had, I'm not entirely sure I would like go back. And not in a bad way. I just think it's one of those things where I saw it. It was beautiful. It wasn't the easiest place to get to as far as like distance and whatever. But like now I'd kind of want to explore other places. So I do like to note that like places like Italy or Cape Town, those are the kind of places that when I went to, I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to go back. Like, I can't wait to go back and do this, 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 this. Whereas St. Lucia, I think once you go once, I had a fabulous time. And I think I don't foresee myself really going again unless there was like a cool opportunity, like a trip or I don't know, like a friend's party or something, maybe wedding. I don't know. But like, I do like to preface that I don't think that I would be like just excited to go back, which our taxi driver, who was super, super sweet from the resort, Christian, he was literally like salt of the earth guy. He said in the car, he's like, you know, you coming back to St. Lucia, like you guys love it. And of course, me and my parents were like, yeah, we love it, which we did, but I don't know if we'd be back. And he said, I always tell everyone the same thing. If you don't come back to St. Lucia, if you came and enjoyed it, but you don't think you'll come back, all I can ask is that you tell other people about St. Lucia and that you incline other people to come to St. Lucia, which I would absolutely do. And I think that's such a good way to look at things, right? Like you don't have to, you know, their whole country relies on heavily on tourism, right? As you're driving through the streets, you see that it's like absolutely not a very bustling, rich community whatsoever. So it's just these resorts for these honeymooners, these vacationers, a lot of British people, a lot of Americans, a lot of Australians. And so actually, I don't know if it was a lot of Australians. I think he said a lot of German people come there too. But I think it's really important to like obviously go and support them. So I really liked his outlook on it, that he was like, you know, just tell other people about it. So you guys should totally go to St. Lucia. Let me tell you something that you need to know before you go to St. Lucia. Actually, I wanted to call my friend Remy because I know she gets really, really car sick. And I almost messaged her being like, I'm not entirely sure that you should ever go to St. Lucia, because one thing you should know, which I got so many DMs about this, so many, being like, oh my God, the drive-in was terrible. Like, oh, just be warned, like bring Dramamine, bring like nausea medicine. And I was like, okay, I told my mom, I didn't tell my dad or James because I didn't want to like mentally mess with their heads. But I told my mom, I was like, have you been like, because my mom also researched where we were going and like looked it up. She goes, oh yeah, I see that everywhere on everyone's like guides. Like the roads are so windy. It's one of the most, again, our taxi driver was a wealth of knowledge and he told us so much. I don't even think he was a taxi driver, just like the driver. From the resort to the airport. Christian was telling us that it is the most mountainous island. It is the second most mountainous island in the entire world. So obviously very, very, very windy. And so the way there, I told my mom, I was like, I think everyone's just psyching us out. I don't get like car sick. I don't get motion sickness on boats. I can't use my phone when I'm in the car. Otherwise, sometimes I get sick, but I was like, I'll put my phone down. I think we'll be good. So the ride in, Christian was amazing. He drove slow. He was, you know, I think that was really helpful that we were in like a nice big van. Then one time when we went to the boat day, we got another driver who was nice, great, same van, but he just was like going so fast. You guys, I literally thought I was going to blow chunks. Like I don't get nauseous. So like if you are someone that gets car sick, you need to like heavily prepare with that for St. Lucia, because it is windy. They're called hairpin turns, where they're literally in the shape of like a bobby pin. That's how tight the turns are. So it was something. I really had to like keep looking up at the sky and like mentally be like, you're not sick, don't think about it, like think about something else. And I couldn't even check the time on my phone, because that's the thing with nausea, if you like look down you get more sick. So anyways, that is definitely something that I feel like a lot of people will tell you if you're going to St. Lucia. But you know, if you're thinking about going somewhere for your honeymoon and you want to go like on excursions, like it definitely limited. We were like going to go to this mud bath thing, and all of us decided to not do it because we were like, one, we loved our resort, it was amazing. It's called Tikai Resort. It was awesome, wonderful, so secluded and beautiful, beautiful. The staff was amazing. Can't say enough great things about it. But we were about, like most resorts, about an hour away from anything. And we were like, yeah, so let's forego the old mud bath situation, because we were like an hour there and an hour back on the windy roads. We're just not sure it's worth the mud bath. Let's just chill. So yeah, I just wanted to note that, because I feel like on this finance travel podcast, we should always be very open and honest about things that we experienced. So yeah, don't do it if you get car sick at all whatsoever. So we drove in, we kind of just like chilled there, in the sense that the resort was just so amazing. We kind of just were able to, we had our own little villas. Obviously, as you guys know, mosquitoes, motherfucking heaven. Like, I don't know. And I was told by James that I might be letting mosquitoes like really get the better of me. And I was like, are you fucking serious? You don't get bit by mosquitoes like I do. He's like, no, I think you do let it like ruin your whole like day though. And I'm like, okay, I need to get better about that, because it is what it is, right? Like, I wear bug spray. My mom brought a bunch of bug spray, all this stuff. Like, at the end of the day, I will wear long sleeves and long pants, which, by the way, in a tropical country, I will be still sleeping in that to ensure I don't get bit. I will still get bit sometimes through the clothes. And then most of the time I will just get absolutely ravished on my hands and my face, because that's like the only thing exposed. And of course, everyone has these tricks, like take garlic pills. Like, everyone messages me all these really nice, helpful things to do, but like, they just don't fucking work. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't work. So I get bit. I have literally, they're actually kind of going down now, but I had like 6 bites on my face, which is just like, like, that's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, to have 6 mosquito bites on your face. Oh. And by the way, we were sleeping with a mosquito net. The resort had a mosquito net on every bed. So that just goes to show that, like, there is something I've done in my life that I am being punished for. One, like Anna Grace said, with canker sores. And two, just, like, with absolute being just rampaged by mosquitoes. Okay? They're just fucking me. So I've told y'all that I'm trying to save money recently. I am trying to be better about it, okay? But the cold hard facts are that I am simply always going to be buying food, things for my new house, and just straight up like everyday items like deodorant or toothpaste, right? Like, I need these things. I've got to have those things. Also, maybe a little treat for myself every once in a while. Okay, sue me. But the trick that I've been using lately is Ibotta, because you get cash back on all these things that you were already going to buy anyways. It's like free money. And with inflation right now, I think we can all agree that something as simple as uploading your receipt when you get back home from shopping is an easy enough task, when doing that means that you get the money to spend and use towards something fun. The average Ibotta user gets up to $120 a year in just straight up cash back from shopping. That's a flight somewhere or a fancy steak dinner that you won't feel so guilty about. And it's just so easy. That's the thing about Ibotta. They give you real cash back, not all these points situations that other apps do. Real money, the green stuff that we know and love. You can put in your bank account, PayPal, gift cards, whatever, but it's money, not points. Places that I use Ibotta the most are Sephora, you know, I'm a makeup queen, Lowe's for stuff for my house, Best Buy for my business expenses, and so many more. And right now, Ibotta is offering my listeners $5 just by trying Ibotta by using the code PROBABLY when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the free Ibotta app and use code PROBABLY. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code PROBABLY. Oh, I wanted to bring up how I thought this was so funny. My parents, so I got a bunch of DMs whenever I took a video of them when we were walking through the airport. Everyone's like, oh my God, stop. Like, how cute are they dressed up? And I was like, oh yeah, I guess I never really noticed that. Like, my dad's a very casual person. Like, the man is always in like a Corona swimsuit and like a tank top, right? Like, he's just like, he can dress up, sure, if we're going somewhere nice, but like, he doesn't choose to dress up unless he has to because we're going somewhere nice. So I was like, funny. He is in khaki pants, a nice belt, like nice dress shoes, and a button-down polo, long sleeve button-down polo. I'm like, looking very snazzy. My mom's very snazzy. I think it's a little different for girls and guys because my mom is just someone like me who just like genuinely just like likes to look nice and cute. So, but I was like, why is my dad so dressed up? So I said something to my mom. I was like, everyone is loving y'all's airport fits. And she was like, well, honey, our generation does that. And I forget that. Like, they really do think we are scum, not my parents, but like their generation thinks we are literally like scum of the earth for not dressing up to the airport. Like, the generation, our generation wears like, now I always try to dress like cozy cute, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not wearing Hello Kitty pajama pants looking like I'm about to fight someone in PE class, like that won't run the mile. We all know that girl in high school. I've talked about her before. She's like the opposite. If you're on a spectrum, horse girl, and then there's the girl that wears the Cookie Monster or Hello Kitty like pajama pants to school, like mouths off to the coach, says she's not running the mile, and then like tries to pick a fight with someone, and like, you know what I mean, is always like digging in her purse for like a body spray or something, and like absolutely not wanting to do anything in PE class. So those are the spectrums, and I don't dress like that at the airport, but I definitely, like, you know, I have a little two-piece matching sweat set on. I think it's a very cute thing we do, but we forget that their generation wouldn't get on a plane without being like, well, and my mom always says this, I don't know if it's Southern of her, but she's always like, you never know who you'll sit beside on an airplane. And I'm like, I am almost positive I won't, because I fly Southwest and they don't fucking let you know who you sit beside because they don't have assigned seats. So that is correct. But I also, sorry, I just like really, Southwest will never sponsor this podcast because I have nothing but terrible things to say about Southwest. And Nashville's a hub for Southwest, but I think it's the Greyhound bus of the sky. Like, get fucking nicer airplanes, give us a fucking outlet beside our seats, and give us a goddamn seat assignment, okay? Because it is so frustrating and it takes so long. Okay, I'm off my tangent, I'm off my soapbox. It's so annoying, Southwest. But yeah, I just thought it was really cute and made me think, wow, older people do really dress up for the airport and other random things. So where the fuck was I? Oh, we get to the resort, we're chilling, it's great. And then we get our little cabins. I get ravished by mosquitoes. It's fine. I'm trying to not let it like ruin my time while I'm there. I'm trying to just like woo-saw and be like, it is what it is. If I get bit, it's not the end of the world. Okay. But we had a boat day. Oh, so many people wanted to know about Bud Light. My dad's like a psycho about koozies. He will bring a koozie with him to any public establishment literally ever. So of course on vacation he had like four or five with him. And because the beer he was drinking was a Piton, it's like their local beer, he like had it in a koozie, but it's blue. So everyone was like, he found Bud Light. I was like, no, he did not find Bud Light. He drank Piton beer, which he said was okay. He said it was like kind of heavy, which I was like, okay, I'm not a big beer drinker myself. So I was just like, all right, Dad. But no, I did not find Bud Light. I thought about filling an entire suitcase up with Bud Light and then taking it to the airport and surprising him. But I just feel like with all the things that happened to me in my life, even though it would have been great for content, if something terrible would have happened, I just only foresee horrible things happening in that situation. Producer Courtney's nodding her head yes, because after the conversation we had on the podcast the other day where I was like, yeah, this lady just handed me a card, she's like, why do these things happen to you? And I was like, I don't know, Courtney. I don't know. So like, I can only imagine what would have happened had I put literally 24 cans of Bud Light into a checked luggage. I was gonna put like towels around it and stuff, but you know what I mean? That's just some shit that would go absolutely haywire on my part. So I didn't do that. So he just drank Piton beer. But and I had like a bunch of frozen cocktails. I just feel like if you're laying on a beach, God, what did my mom say? She will just be so embarrassed if I said this. My mom said, I was like, should I just get some rosé? I drank a lot of rosé on this trip because they didn't have tequila at the resort, or they did, but it was like, not so great. So I was like, just very heavy on the rosé and then very heavy on some like frozen cocktails. But one day we were on the beach and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want something so heavy like that. Like maybe I'll just do a glass of rosé. And my mom said, and I quote, and she's like so like classy and like that's what I do worry about if she came on the podcast. I feel like she'd be all like, well, and be all like prim and proper. And I'm like, let your freak flag show, girly. Sharon Kay, come on, pop your pussy. So she's never going to come on the podcast. But so I said to her, like, I think I'm just going to get a glass of rosé. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't really want something so heavy on the beach. And she said, and I quote, you don't have a hair in your ass if you don't get a pina colada sitting on a beach. And I was like, I cannot argue with that. I simply have absolutely no response to that other than I'll take two pina coladas, sir. That's my response to that. Okay. I'll take two pina coladas, sir. So, yeah, that was fantastic. I slurped down about 65 of those bad boys immediately. No questions asked. We were able to find, this is something interesting about my dad. I just like don't think he would care. Back in the day, he would have cared. My mom might care that I'm saying this, but we're just going to do it because I don't even think they listen to the podcast. My dad loves a little reefer, right? He loves a Mary Jane. So when we get there, naturally, obviously my dad's not going to fucking travel with weed. So when we get there, and he doesn't like edibles, he's just good old fashioned, you know, like a joint. So anyways, we get to the resort and he's like, all right, now we gotta find a little smoky plug, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, Dad, I was like, don't worry, the plugs find us, like it will happen. What the fuck do we do? I sit down in my chair and this, like, the local guys that are like trying to sell things to you on the beach and stuff, he's like, hey, come here. And I was like, no problem. Me just like walked over in my little thong bikini. I'm like, hi. He's like, my name's Charlie. I would love to show you these souvenirs I have for sale. I'm like, Charlie, we're here for 3 days. I'll buy souvenirs from you, but not today. But I'm looking out for you, man. I'll come back. He's like, all right. And as I'm leaving, he's like, and some ganja if you need ganja. And I go, Charlie, boy, do I have the man for you. And I walk over to my dad, which this was like, this made me feel really cool because we had just gotten to the beach. My dad had just said something about needing to find weed. Like, by the way, he doesn't need to. He just was like, haha, you know, a little vacation, a little weed. And so he had literally just said it to me. And so I loved, literally, as a daughter who just loves nothing more than making her parents proud, I loved going back and being like, Dad, found the plug. And he's like, what? My dad is not British. Why'd I do that? My dad is not British. He did not say what. He said, hell right, you did. Nah, how? That quick? And I was like, Charlie, over there, he's selling souvenirs. That's what'll tell you on the front end. But on the back end, he said he had a little bit of ganja. And he was like, my man. So naturally, we both go over there. My mom's like, Vic, I just, because my mom is like totally, like, honestly disapproving. Like, she lets him do him, but like, she's not gonna not bitch at him for it. So she's like, Vic, we've been on the beach for 2 seconds. And he's like, oh, we're on vacation. So we go and we walk over to Charlie. He's like, hey, Charlie. And he's like, would you like to look at my seashells? My dad's like, I'd like to look at something else that you might have available. And he's like, okay, man. Yeah. God, what did he try to sell it? He tried to sell us one. He's like, pre-rolls. I'm like, yeah, perfect, pre-rolls. He tried to sell my dad two pre-rolls for $50. So $25 a pre-roll. My dad was like, absolutely not. I don't know much about weed, but I was like, they're absolutely not. Okay, no. And so my dad's like, no. And then I just spat out a number, which I don't even know if this was probably good, but I was like, we'll do 2 for $20. And actually Charlie immediately said yes. So I can only imagine they're actually worth like $5 because he was like, yes. And I was like, wow, okay, I should have probably undercut that a little bit more. But you know what? We're trying to help out the locals here. So we get the 2 pre-rolls, which he tells my dad is proper Bob Marley weed. Like, it's, my dad like kept repeating it. He kept being like, this is proper Bob Marley weed. And I'm like, okay, Dad, like, relax. So yeah, I mean, it was fine, it was good weed. But we get that from him. And my mom buys a birdhouse. So there's just two very different ends of the spectrum here. Like, my mom is buying a birdhouse made out of coconuts. My dad is buying like pre-rolls from a guy named Charlie on the beach. So that's like my family dynamic at literally all fucking times. We're just all over the map. Okay. So I do have to mention this other really great thing that happened. So my dad, I was honestly a little scared of smoked weed. I don't ever like being like out of control. I don't like feeling like I've done too much, whatever. But my dad was like, happy to, you know, volunteer his tribute. So he's smoking a little bit of the blunt, whatever. We go to the pool. I don't even know what you call it, a blunt, a joint. It looked like a joint. It was like kind of skinny. So we go to the pool and the beach was really crowded, so we walked up to the pool to like just chill, grab some drinks and some food, and they had like a beautiful pool overlooking the water, whatever. So we're standing there, there's no music playing, not in a bad way, I just mean like the resort didn't have any music pumping through the pool or whatever. It's just relaxing. You listen to the ocean waves crash, you listen to like the birds chirping, whatever. And I'm watching my dad, and I'm seeing him, and he's kind of, and if you're listening to this and not watching it, he starts like moving his shoulders to a pretty specific like beat, and I'm like, what is he doing? And my mom's looking at him like, what are you doing? And then my mom goes, Vic, are you dancing to the beat of that leaf blower over there? And then I all of a sudden realize that there's a leaf blower going like, rah, 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 obviously because he's fucking blowing leaves, right? And my dad just like, like moving his fucking shoulders and body to the beat of the leaf blower. And I go, Dad, how high are you? And he goes, I'm feeling pretty good. And I was like, is this a good song? He goes, one of my favorites. Like, he's literally dancing to the beat of the leaf blower. And that is a level of high that I think we can only all hope to achieve one day. Really, truly, that just feels like a good time. You know what I mean? He didn't seem paranoid. He didn't seem upset. He was just, the man was just driving to the beat of a leaf blower. And I like that for him. I really do. I love that for him. I really do. It me, your favorite grocery store hater. I am simply just not trying to be in a crowded grocery store, inevitably buying loads and loads of food that I don't need and won't end up using. So I've been using Factor to get fresh, never frozen, ready to eat meals delivered right to my door. I mean, legit, in like less than 2 minutes, y'all, they're heated up and ready to devour. And here's the thing. Honestly, no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. They've got keto, they got calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and for bulk and season, baby, Factor also has protein plus meals on the menu each week. And you'll already know those are James' favorites, obviously. These meals are prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long because you're actually eating good, clean, healthy food. But it's just so much more convenient. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout from restaurants, which I'm trying to stay away from this year, it's restaurant quality. One of my favorite things about Factor's chef-prepared meals is that they actually show you who the chef is that made the meal. Like, there's a little photo and bio about them on the packaging. It's so cool to me. And it makes you feel like the chef just came to your house to make this. They've also got great add-ons and snacks like quick bites, smoothies, juices, and a ton more that you can add. You can also add protein to a vegan or veggie dish if you're trying to switch it up. The options are honestly endless. Factor is just making it so easy to eat in and eat clean for less. And you already know that I hooked it up with a discount for y'all. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time, eating well, and living your best year ever. Head to factor75.com/probably60 and use code PROBABLY60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code PROBABLY60 at factor75.com/probably60 to get 60% off your first box. You're welcome. Overall, I think it was just a very relaxing. My mom said it best too. She was like, I loved this trip because you didn't feel like you needed a vacation from your vacation, which those are also always fun trips. But you know, those trips where you just did so much, you saw so much, you were and you're just like, you get back and you're like, holy shit, I need a vacation. I need a couple days off before I return to work from my vacation kind of vibe. This just wasn't that. Like, I came back feeling rested and happy and whatever. We did a boat day one of the days, which was super fun. Went out there, saw like the pitons, whatever. It was just really, really iconic. My mom took some absolutely fire content. I'd posted some like really honestly just like straight up sexual photos of me and James, and everyone's like, who took these? And I was like, yo, my mom. I have a vision. I showed her what I wanted. I'm like, you are gonna stand here. Now, of course, moms always try to get, you know, they always try to get too fancy with it. She starts taking different angles. I'm like, whoa, 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 what you doing? We're gonna bring it back to where I put you. Remember I put you right here? And I said, this is what I want. We won't need no side angles of this. We need just straight on. She's like, okay, well, I just thought it'd be cute. I'm like, don't try to church it up. Just do what I'm saying. She's like, okay. But honestly, she fucking crushed it. And it was so funny because everyone was like, who took these? And I was like, my mom. Sharon K understands the fucking assignment always. So, oh, there was like 168 steps. I only know that because I tell you that, like I didn't count them, to get down to the beach. So James, obviously in heaven, he's like, we got to keep on neat up, babe. We got to keep on neat up. And so neat, it's like NEAT. It stands for like, I don't know, like something you do that's not like overloading exercise. I don't fucking know. It basically just means like walking. And so anyways, we took the stairs up and down. There was this like gondola, or they called it a funicular. Wow, I can't believe I remember that. Funicular. It was like basically this little cart that takes you all the way down to the beach and back up, but it was so slow. We just always took the stairs, and oh, those things were intense, especially after a couple pina coladas on the beach. You're like, whoa, it's also really hot there. Naturally, what I do? I got sunburned because what am I? A motherfucking ginger. And what do I not do? Remember that. And everyone in my life is fucking gorgeously olive skin tone. I mean, my mom's obviously not. She's literally more pale than me, but she puts sunscreen on before she leaves the cabin, applies it while she's there, stays in the shade. She doesn't get into the sun, stays in the shade and has a hat on. So like, I kind of forget that she even like gets sun ever because she just never, literally never gets on her. So I forget that too. But anyways, yeah, I was just boofing around with my freaking tootie paw out, just getting sunburned all over. And I think though it's kind of nice because I think I will peel just because I did get pretty burnt and I don't have anything like coming up that's like devastating to that. Remember when Portugal happened and I was like, you're a ginger, grow up, because I was so sad that I would peel before I got my next spray tan. This is so like, this is my life. But I was like, if I peel, I want my spray tan will come off for Portugal. I've been looking forward to this trip with James, and everyone's like, you need a motherfucking chill, dude. Like, it's a spray tan and it's a peeling from a sunburn, relax. And I'm like, I can't. Okay. But, if I peel this week, I peel. I'm just chilling in Nashville, just vibing, man. The day I got back, I got back at like 10 p.m. Anna Grace was a saint and came and picked me up from the airport. And then we just like had another sleepover. And then I took her to the airport the next day. She's back in Florida, sadly. But the very next day that I was here was my walkthrough for my house. So I went. I feel like anytime I have like major updates with the house, I'll let you guys know. So I went to do like the frame walkthrough, which is crazy because you can literally walk all the way through the house, up the stairs, see everything. And I'm so visual, it's like very helpful because I'm like, oh, this is my pantry. Oh, and it's funny because there's a couple decisions I made whenever the process was happening that I just like saw like 3D renderings of like what would you call it, like blueprints, that's what you would call it. And there were a couple decisions I made that once I was walking through the house, I was like, oh. And what do you motherfucking know? Taylor had told me to do the opposite. And I was like, no, I really want to do this. Now, granted, a couple of the things I did was to cut cost. And so I was like, it's like random things, like no spindles on my, like this one tiny staircase. I have like a half staircase. And I was like, oh, let's drywall that instead of spindles to like cut costs. And then you get in there and Taylor's like, and I'm like, oh, so this will be drywall? And they're like, yes, because you opted for no spindles. And Taylor's like looking at me with her arms crossed because obviously Mike and Taylor came to the walkthrough. She's looking at me and she doesn't say anything. And I go, so spindles would have made the room look bigger probably, huh? And Taylor looks at me and I'm like, so I shouldn't have gotten drywall, huh? And the lady's like, yeah, now it's too late to change anything, right? Like now I'll have to do everything like after closing on my own, like with my own cost. I can't like have these builders do it. And Taylor just like, she doesn't even, actually, I can't even, if you're listening to this, not watching, you can't even understand because she didn't even say a word. She just looked at me with this face like, you dumb bitch, I told you. And so when someone can tell you they told you so without even literally verbalizing that, just with the look on their face, that's when you know they really told you so. So there's a couple of things that I'm like, oh, wow, visually, this makes sense now. So the walkthrough was great. They're bricking the side of my house. She's a brick. House, and I'm painting it white. A lot of people asked, I'm not leaving it red. I'm painting the brick white and putting black shutters. It is going to be so cute. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And actually, one of my friends, Kinsey, who I was just on her live show, I love you so much. She's great. She's also with Dear Media. She just moved into a house and she just did like a custom closet, which to be fair, she turned a bedroom into a closet, which a lot of people are like, you should do that because I have five bedrooms. But a couple reasons I don't think I will do that. One, my closet in my master's pretty big. Would I love an entire bedroom with custom build outs to be a closet? Fuck yeah, that it's fabulous. And hers looks amazing. But I kind of wonder because I'm not calling this like my forever home, you know, mostly I'm just like not that committal, but I'm trying to be good and think about things like resale value. So anyways, I was like, I don't know if someone came into like a neighborhood in Franklin to buy a 5-bedroom, 5-bath house, if they'd really be like, oh, thank goodness they turned one of these bedrooms into a glamorous closet. What the fuck? Because I would put like build outs that you'd have to like, you know, physically remove. So I can't imagine resale value that'd be great for me personally, just because, like I said, I'm in like a residential neighborhood in Franklin. So yeah, I am just opting to make it fabulous on my own. And I can't wait. They're putting like drywall up. The windows are in. It's got so much natural light. I am just like beside myself, so excited. A little thing about me in regards to, oh, I forgot to keep talking about the resort. Sorry, I have notes. Here I am. We're going to just pause in the house. We're going to go back to Teekai. Okay. So mom was taking the fire content. No Bud Light, no tequila. I did want to tell this one story, but I don't want it to come across like I'm complaining, but this is the problem. Everyone's like, Shannon, like me, People Pleasers Anonymous. So basically we have, James was so sweet and he like surprised my parents, and I kind of knew about it, but he surprised my parents with massages one day. My parents are not the kind of people that get massages, right? Like they just like don't do that for themselves really. And we live, I'm a country mouse. We like live out, like there's not really massage parlors all around, right? Like my mom gets her legs rubbed when she gets a pedicure. That's it. And I said to James, I go, I bet my dad hasn't gotten a massage in 20 years, like gone and gotten a massage in 20 years, I guess. And then when we asked them, my dad was like, yeah, it's probably been 15, 18 years since I've had like an actual massage. So anyways, I thought it was really cute that James wanted to do that for them because there was like a spa at the resort and we were staying at the resort for most of the time anyway. So he planned a spa day. They went first, they loved it, and then James and I went after. So we like passed them on the way out. They're like, oh my god, about basically falling asleep. They all look like lathered in oil. I'm like, love it, cannot wait. So there's this like running joke with James and I, because I'm actually not a massage girly pop either. Like I don't like just like go get them, but James loves a massage. So he's always like, should we get a massage? And I'm always like, sure. So every time we've got massages together, and this is the part where I'm like, I really don't want to be mean and like say this, but it's usually not the masseuse's fault. But like every time I get something that I'm like, that is so weird. So it first started when we went to the Cotswolds for his birthday last year in London. It's like the London countryside. It's a London country mouse thing. So, but it's like really posh and cute. First of all, I don't know a single person who isn't obsessed with Topgolf after they've tried it. If you haven't been, it's this massive, stunning, cool venue that has so much more than just golf. It's an experience. So I've gone with all my friends. I've taken my parents there. I've gone with my goddaughters. It's legit perfect for anyone. I'm personally not super good at golf, but that's where it's fun because it doesn't matter. I've gone with my friends before that are legit so good at golf, and sometimes I've even beaten them at games we play. They've got these huge light up targets that you try to hit into a massive fairway, and there's a ton of different games that are associated with them. Another thing I did was I had my friends who were really good at golf help me with my swing and teach me more about golf, and it didn't feel all stuffy and pressured or whatever because I was in such a relaxed atmosphere. They have music pumping, amazing food, and drinks that get delivered right to your bay. Get the pizza, trust me. And personally, my favorite part is that even though it's technically outside, it's covered, and so in the winter, they got heaters that make it cozy, and in the summer, they've got fans to keep you cool. And shout out to my lefties, because another reason that I never really play golf, or I guess I'm kind of intimidated, is because I don't actually have my own set of clubs, and it's rare that someone else is left-handed, and Topgolf hooks it up with the lefty clubs. Actually, everyone gets to choose whichever club they want when they're in there. I just genuinely have such a good time every time I'm there. Also, if there's someone in your life that wants to have fun but also can't miss a game on TV, we all know the type, then don't worry, they have giant TVs everywhere. I'm telling you, the next time that you don't know what to do with your friends, with your parents, or even with your kids, take them to Topgolf. It will not disappoint. Also, it's fun to try something new. I never thought that I'd be interested in golf, but Topgolf makes you forget that it's a serious sport and you just have fun with it. It's golf. It's not golf. It's Topgolf. Download the app, book a bay, and come play around. So we go to the Cotswolds and we go get these massages. And James comes out and he's like, James always loves a deep tissue massage. Like that man wants you just fucking hammering down in his skin. He wants to be like sore the next day. I'm like, can't relate. I want to be relaxed. So I go get my massage and it was great. Like I was like relaxed, but I will say the entire time, like she kind of just like tickled me, and not like a hey, that tickles, but like she kind of just like ran her fingers lightly against my, she never rubbed is what I'm saying. Like she kind of just like rubbed her fingers against my skin, which again, like it wasn't like a bad feeling at all, but it just like wasn't a massage. Like I was just like, I felt like she was, the entire hour she was like about to start the massage. You know what I mean? Like the whole hour. I actually was explaining it to my dad. He's like, oh, she put too much foreplay in. And I was like, okay, yes, sure. But like, that's what it was. It was just like the prerequisite to a massage, but that was the whole massage. Then anyways, James looks at the receipt and basically there's this like interesting word that I can't pronounce. And I Google it. He's like, you got this massage. And I Googled it and it basically means that. Like she did what she was supposed to do. It's a massage where you just like touch lightly. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish I would have known that. And then James is like, I feel so bad. You should have said something. And I'm like, me? I'm going to say, could you imagine me being like, yeah, I don't like that. Can you do something different? No. She could have done that for 3 hours and I would have been like, thank you. So I would never say anything if I didn't like something in a massage, unless they were like physically hurting me. I actually, when I used to go get my nails done in New York, I would get it was fucking awesome. It's called Debong Nail Salon, DA BONG. And they would literally put you in a massage chair while you're getting your nails soaked off. I mean, how amazing is that? And they'd massage you. They always massage me so hard and I would never say anything to them. And one time I left and I was like, oh my God, that was so hard. Woke up the next day, dead ass had bruises all over my neck. Like it literally looked like someone had like really injured me and hurt me on my, like, and it was like awkward because it was on my neck. So it did look like someone had like done something bad to me. And I was like, oh my God, not Debong Nail Salon, just absolutely like bruising my neck. Like this is so bad. And it like one part kind of like a hickey. I was like, this is bad news. But what did I do? Thank you so much. And so, yeah, I'm just not the kind of girl that's ever going to tell someone they're doing a bad job. So we go in for this massage. James, of course, loves his. And it's actually, we're in the same room. So James loves his. Let me tell you about mine. So we did find out. We didn't have to find out. We knew because I watched the two masseuse that were in this like very, like they were in their spa uniforms that said like Teekai Spa, whatever. They were in their uniforms. They were clearly masseuses. They were both a little bit older. Well, then when James and I got there, when we passed my parents, the masseuses both met us there and then one trailed off. And then the really cute, very young receptionist like checked us in, whatever. And then she's in like normal clothes that are just like a different outfit from the masseuses, right? She's not in like spa attire. So she checks us in, she tells us whatever. And then we walk down and I watch one of the masseuses go off, maybe to like take a break, maybe to go to lunch, I don't know. And the receptionist comes in and she's like, okay, what are you guys getting today? We like talk about it. And then I realized that the receptionist will be giving me my massage and that the masseuse is giving James, which is honestly for the best because I knew he wanted like a deep tissue. He needed the professional. And I thought maybe she double dips. Maybe she's a receptionist and a masseuse. Who knows? So she does my massage and I'm just going to go ahead and say I do think she's just a receptionist. I do think confirmed she's probably most 100% definitely just a receptionist because the massage felt like when you ask your friend to give you a massage and she doesn't want to, but she's like, sure. And then she just like kind of like she just kind of like does this and then kind of forgets to touch you for a bit. And then you're like, hey, can you do my shoulders? And then she's like, oh yeah. And then so something in particular, I'm going to name a couple of things she did that I just found interesting for massages. One, she spent a long time trying to pop my toes. Trying to physically pop the air out of the sockets of my toes, which I don't actually, at first I did not think like, whoa, why is she trying to pop my toes? Cause she was like rubbing my feet and then like, you know, went to go pop my toes. Here's the weird thing about me. My toes don't pop. Like maybe they do, but like I've never been able to pop my toes. I don't pop my fingers and toes really. So anyways, no, they're not popping. She's not giving up. She's not. She's like, we're going to pop these toes. She spins, I'd say 3 minutes on my big toe and she's covered in oil. So she kept trying to grip it differently. Cause she, in her head, I'm assuming she was thinking like, oh, I just can't get a good grip on it to pop it. So keep in mind, I am not relaxed while she is from different angles, multiple times trying to pop my big toe. Like I didn't go to the chiropractor. Like I'm at a resort in St. Lucia for a massage. Like it's okay, girl. Bypass the toes. Like let's keep it moving. Let's move on. Keep it trucking. Let's leave the toes alone. Then God bless her heart. She bless her cotton socks. She gets to my hands. She does the same thing. My fingers don't pop. That's a lie. They pop, but not in the traditional way where you pull them out. My fingers pop when you push them to the side, which how could she know that? And I wasn't going to pop my head up in the room with James, get a deep tissue and be like, by the way, if you're trying to pop my fingers, they actually pop like this to the side. So I'm just like letting her pull all. It's literally like she's pulling every single one of my fingers. And once again, they're not popping. And once again, she's not giving up. So I was just like, this is so peculiar. Another thing she did that I thought was a little odd was she, so like she's doing my favorite part was when she did my head and my like face and hair and head, whatever. Like I love that. But there's one part where she was like pretty close to, she was like doing my temples or something. And then I felt her finger go into my eye and I was like, this is weird. And then it like rubbed my eye again. And I was like, what? And then it like wiped off, it like wiped down lower and then she like used her nails and picked something off. And I was like, oh, did she just wipe an eye booger out of my eye? I was like, this can't be a part of the method. Like this can't possibly be what you're supposed to have in a massage. The massage was labeled relaxation massage. I was I was not in any sort of pain or distress, but I'm not saying I wasn't about to fall asleep or anything. Like, I really was like, what is she going to do next? And again, none of it was harmful, but I was just like, this girl's keeping me on my toes. She's keeping me on my unpopped toes. And then she spent a lot of time in my ears. That felt kind of sexual, I'm not going to lie. She really honed in on the ear lobes, the ear, like inside the ears. Like, it was just a peculiar feeling that I've never had in a massage before. I consulted my constituents. I asked how their massages were. They had no eye booger, toe pop play, or ear play. They had none of that. So I think the receptionist, maybe she's just getting her feet wet in the masseuse category, and maybe she's just, you know, this is the route she's taking, and to each their own. But it just added to the ever growing list of just odd massages that I tend to get. Again, I just think the universe does this shit for me for content. They're like, yeah, this will be funny to talk about on the podcast. Let's give her a fucking weird massage. But what did I do when she was done? I literally looked at her and said, that was amazing, and then tipped her $20. I was like, wow, thank you so much. And then after I told James everything, he goes, why'd you tell her it was amazing and tip her $20? I go, because she wasn't rude, she wasn't lazy, she wasn't mean. Of course I'm gonna tip her for her services. Like, you know, she really wants to be masseuse. He's like, I'm pretty sure she's the receptionist. I was like, me too. But she's got to eat. You know, we got to take care of our girls. So, anyways, that was my experience. I'll go back to the house now. But I really had to share that with you guys. I can only imagine. I think actually, so this April, one of the things we're doing is going back to the Cotswolds because it's James' brother's birthday, Will. And so his family's going. They're so gracious and invited me to go with them. And we're staying at a place that I feel like there might be a day where we get massages. And I'm like, so curious. I'm like, what's going to happen to me next? Will I actually just get a fucking normal massage? I don't know. Do you guys have weird massage stories? Will you actually please DM probably podcast and tell me your weird massage stories? Because I am curious. I bet some whack shit has gone down. One thing about me, I am absolutely not trying to go to the grocery store. Mostly because, like, why is it that you feel like you always run into everyone that you don't want to see when you're at the grocery store? You know what I mean? Like, hello, my ex-boyfriend and three different girls who hate me. Okay, but honestly, besides that point, it is just not convenient. I am totally team have your groceries delivered, especially because it cuts out all the unnecessary purchases that I tend to make when I'm scrolling aimlessly down the aisles, also grocery shopping hungry. All of it is just, it's dicey. So my favorite thing to use is Thrive Market. I've been using them for years now, and it's my favorite because it also ensures that I'm ordering healthy groceries. I'm also a huge snacker, so like if I'm going to be snacking, I want to be snacking healthy. There really are so many healthy alternatives to food that I've discovered while using Thrive's grocery subscription service. Some of my favorite brands they have are Amy's, their mac and cheese can do no wrong, Four Sigmatic, Primal Kitchen, The Honest Kitchen, and tons more. They also have way more than just food, by the way. They've got bath, body, beauty, all of it, delivered right to your door and with some serious savings. Now, me personally, I'm like a real visual kind of gal, so when I'm on Thrive Market's website, I love that they show you the amount you're saving on your groceries right there on the website. They even tell you the percentage off that it is. You really do get such better prices with Thrive than you would at any normal grocery store. My last order had a total savings summary of 34%. Like, that's so much money off. They've also got a price match guarantee, which I love. You can curate your shopping experience too to your dietary preferences as well. So that saves so much time. If you only want to see like gluten-free options, keto-friendly, non-toxic cleaning supplies, etc., boom, just click of a button, enter that in, and it'll tailor the website pages to show you just that. My favorite thing about Thrive Market, though, is knowing that when you join, you are helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, and they give someone who needs help the groceries to feed their families. I truly love when I see big businesses giving back like that, so Thrive Market, amazing, amazing thing you're doing. I also have a discount code for you guys, of course. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/probably for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/probably. thrivemarket.com/probably. One time, Taylor got a massage, and she was pregnant, and it was a maternity massage. Wait, what are those called? Prenatal massages. It was a prenatal massage, and which those are like very specific, whatever. And she loved them. Actually, all my friends that have ever been pregnant love a prenatal massage. I can't imagine that you probably would if you were pregnant. And so, anyways, she said that the guy afterwards, and she said she did like end up telling the receptionist because it was just a little odd. She said that the guy doing her massage afterwards basically told her all these things that her baby told him during the massage, like that her unborn baby inside of her was telling him, like he was like, I guess in a way says he like, you know, can speak to like different, you know, like, I don't even know how to explain this. He was a very spiritual man. And he basically was like, I wanted to tell you some things that your unborn child told me while I was massaging you. And she's like, I would not like you to tell me that. I would like to pay and get the fuck out of here. Cause that is just a pretty peculiar thing to say. I don't know. Also, I think just like coming from a man, I would just be like, ah, like, don't tell me anything. What? This is so weird. Like if a nice old lady was like, this is going to sound crazy, but you know, I speak to children inside the womb. I might be like, what'd she say? But I don't know how to explain that when she said it was a dude, I was like, a dude told you that? What? Tell him to get out of here. She's like, I know. It was weird. I told on him. They said that was also weird. He shouldn't be doing that. And I was like, yeah. What would I have done? I would have said, that was amazing. Thank you so much. Here's a gracious tip. That's what I would have done. But yeah, massage stories. If y'all have fucking weird ones, please tell me. Because I just remembered that one about Taylor. And that is fucking weird. So what the fuck, dude? Like, literally, what the fuck? Okay, so that going back to the house. Yeah, it's well on its way. So here's what I kind of fucked up though. So this house that I'm in now, right? Like, aren't you guys gonna miss this microwave behind my head? This house I obviously rent. The landlords are they're two women that are in their 70s. They're a bit ornery. Okay, I'm gonna use the word ornery and I'm gonna mean it. They're a bit ornery. They actually like, there's so many things that they've done that they're like not, like overall like, you know, they're nice landlords, but like certain things, like I remember they like, I was like, hey, I think I wanted them to like spray for pests or something. They're like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. Kind of thought that's what y'all had to do. But I remember I called my mom and she was like, they don't technically have to, you know what they love? They love the technicalities. They love that they like wouldn't have to do something technically, you know? So then when I moved in, actually in the garage, cause I have a garage, they had a lot of their stuff in there. And it was like random stuff. It was like doors off their hinges. It was like a bunch of stuff. It was like stacks and stacks of like unused bathroom tiles and stuff. So I obviously call and I'm like, hey, so I just moved in. You guys take me. Of course. I'm like, thank you. Here's a tip. I'm like, People Pleasers Anonymous. I'm like, you guys take your time. No rush at all. If at your convenience and your leisure, you guys could just take this stuff out of the garage just because I'm parking my car in here. Don't want like a door to fall on my car. It's my fucking garage. I rent this place for very high price in fucking 12 South Nashville. Like, I really genuinely, you know, the garage should be empty upon arrival. Of course, I said it in like the most nice kind way ever. They basically just like were like, oh, so no, we're going to have to go ahead and keep that there. We don't have anywhere else to put it. And I was like, my dad was actually, because my dad and mom, like, they've like rented houses and stuff in the past. My dad was like livid. He was like, they can't do that. And I was like, right. And he's like, you tell him. And I was like, absolutely not. But I'm also not the girl that's gonna have her dad call. I'm gonna grow ass woman. I'm not gonna be like, you call him dad. But I will say they're pretty lucky that just one single occupant lives in this house with no pets, no animals, no, you know, anyone, no roommates. No, I don't even have a damn husband. You know, I live here by myself. Like, it's I pay my rent every month on time. So it's just like one of those things where I'm like, y'all should be really nice to me, but it's okay. So I was like, you know, I wanted to say back, like, this isn't a beach closet with like an owner's closet where you like can lock a closet up and keep all your stuff in it. This is someone's home for a year that they're renting. Like, you have to take your shit out. But I'll tell you what's in my garage right now. Stacks of unused bathroom tile, couple doors off the hinges, and anything else they wanted to leave. So that's the case with that. And then there's a couple things, like, whatever. They're just like tiny little things that you can just, I'll just like say they're just they're a bit ornery. And the realtor that actually I use, she was straight up like, they're not the easiest people to work for. I'm sorry. Like, she is so nice. So it's like, I've had a, you know, a nice little middleman during the whole situation. But when it came down to my house, I was like, I am so lucky. They offer this option that's like month to month. How lucky am I? Now, here's what happens. The rent goes up a little bit if you want to go month to month. I totally understand that. And that makes sense, right? Like, if you're not going to sign a year's lease with them, your rent's going to go up by a couple $100 or $100. I think it was $150, because, you know, you're now putting them in a position where they have to find a year's renter on short notice because you're renting month to month. I understand the concept and I'm okay with it. So I say yes to that and I'm so elated because I'm like, perfect. Like, Taylor and Mike, theirs is a bit more complicated, right? They have to sell their house at the exact right moment / put all these clauses in that when they move out to move into their new house, their building, the new owners, it's like a whole mess. I'm like, how lucky am I that I can just do month to month renting? So, everything's right as rain, perfect as a peach. And then I get a call that's basically like, So they've changed their, also the realtor's like so southern. Again, the realtor's the nice guy in the story. And she's like, so, well, they've changed their minds indefinitely. And I was like, well, they can't really do that. And then I'm thinking to myself, yeah, the fuck they can. It's their fucking house. They can actually, technically, they love the technicalities. They can technically do whatever they want. But I'm like holding firm. I'm like, I'm so impressed with myself. I'm like, well, I have in writing that I am doing month to month. And she's like, right, well, yeah, they've changed their mind. And I'm like, well, they can't because I have it in writing. She's like, mm-hmm. Well, they've said you gotta be out by June. Now, I really wanted the place till July because I'm closing in July. And I was like, are you serious? I go back and forth. Basically, like, essentially, unless I take these two ornery old women to court, which I'm not gonna do, like, they can just say, like, sorry, we changed our minds. Like, it's in writing. We don't care. We changed our minds. So I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, okay. So now I have to figure out where am I going to put all my belongings from a three-bedroom home with podcast. You know, there's a lot of shit in here, okay? And an office and whatever. All my stuff plus all my New York apartment stuff is in my garage right now and an unused jet ski. Does anyone want to buy a jet ski? I really need to sell that thing. Listen, it is very obvious that on this podcast, we are all in the trust tree, okay? It is a very safe, non-judgy place here. So it'll come as no surprise that I'm about to give y'all the lowdown on some sex toys. I personally get most of my fun little adult items from adamandeve.com. And honestly, I'm a bit of a connoisseur myself. I legit feel like I've tried them all. I give them as gifts to my friends that I know are a little too scared to buy them for themselves. And I can tell you right now, I have a 100% success rate on being the best gift giver ever. It really doesn't have to be a thing, by the way. Like, we all know that everyone's using them or wishes they were. But let's just say that you can't shake the feeling of walking into a place with actual clerks to shop for one. See, now that I actually understand. I would just so much rather go online and spend however long I want perusing the website to find out exactly what I want. So that's where Adam and Eve comes in. Plus, they send all of their items in discreet packaging so your annoying little nosy neighbors or anyone else in your house won't have a clue what you got. Unless, of course, you're getting something to use with someone in your house, in which case, good for you, baby. But if not, your naughty little secret is safe and sound. Also, I've been saying naughty so much now that I date a British guy, it really just like rolls off the tongue, you know? So there are plenty of reasons that Adam and Eve is the best place to shop for all things sexy. They also have everything, like way more than just sex toys. They've got lingerie, they've got things for solo play, couple play, sexual wellness, all of it. And they've been tried, trusted, and true for over 50 years. So they've been around the block, honey. They've got 24/7 customer service, and they give 20% of their profits to fight the spread of HIV around the world, which I think is amazing. I love when these big companies are doing their part and actually giving back. And you already know that I got a fire discount code for you guys. Head to adamandeve.com and use code PROBABLY for 50% off one item plus free shipping in the US and Canada. Some exclusions may apply. That's code PROBABLY for 50% off one item plus free shipping on adamandeve.com. So, anyways, they basically said, like, yeah, you need to be out by June. And I have to, like, figure out where I'm going to put my stuff in a storage unit, which is so expensive to do. And, like, you just, like, don't want to move all your stuff, put it in a truck, unload it into a storage unit, put all that stuff back into a storage unit when you're ready to move into your new... It's just, like, too much, right? And we know my experience with the pods. But here's what happened. I got a little too excited, and I called the realtor back, and she's obviously being so apologetic, and it's not her fault. And I'm, like, being very stern, and I keep being, like... And I know this isn't your fault, so please don't take my tone with any direction to you, but I'm very frustrated. And she was like, I know you are, I know you are. And and she's like, but, you know, they said absolutely you've got to be out in June. And I was like, I'll do you one better. I'll be out in May. And she was like, okay. And I was like, okay, click. And then I was like, why the fuck did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? I was like, oh no. Oh no, I've made a grave mistake. I call my mom and I'm like, so I have to be out by May. She's like, May? Why May? I was like, because I said I'd do them one better. She was like, what? And I was like, I got to stop negotiating. I'm really bad at it. So I'm good at negotiating for weed on the beach though. But yeah, I basically have to be out by May. I could call back and grovel and say like, oh, I missed the most important part of this. And I'll wrap it up here. They not only did they change their mind, this is the part where I feel like you guys are listening are going to be like, you should take them to court over this. Like, but I'm like, I'm just not going to. So they not only told me like, we changed our mind, you have to be out before July. You're also my, they raised my rent by $600 instead of the original 100 that's in writing. It was 150, sorry. The original 150 that's in writing, they raised it by $600 a month starting in March. So that's March, April, May. That's three extra months that I have to pay $600 more a month for rent. So like, that's a fucking lot of money. But like, I literally, like, my hands were tied. Like, I know you guys are gonna be like, take them to small claims court, but I'm just like, I'm just not going to. I'm just really not going to. Then there's also like this tiny part of me that I'm like, they're someone's grandmas. Like, yes, they're honoring. Yes, they're being assholes to me, but like, they're someone's grandmas. So whatever. Anyways, I'm just not going to deal with it, much like everything else in my life. But I, yeah, I'm just, I call James. I'm like, hey, quick question. So the month of June, he's like, right. I'm like, can I live with you? He's like, I mean, yeah, sure. Why? I'm like, he's like, well, yeah, are you going to come here? Like, he's like, because, you know, we obviously don't live in the same country, so we have to plan our travel. He's like, do you want to come here in June? Of course. And I was like, well, and I told him the thing. He's like, oh my gosh, Shannon, not that I'll do you one better. I was like, yes, like, you got him with the I'll do you one better. And so, yeah, basically I'm going to be in June, but see, James, he Airbnbs his apartment sometimes when he travels, and he got all rent happy, Airbnb happy. He rented his whole place out for the whole month of June, right? I'm like, because basically everyone travels to London in June. He's like, I was able to raise my prices so high and make so much money. I'm like, amazing. But I'm like, wait, we both don't have anywhere to live in June. And of course his parents are so sweet. They're like, stay with us. And of course my parents would be like, stay with us. But James is like, we'll just travel somewhere. We'll just like go to another country during June. So producer Courtney's looking at me like, when the fuck are we going to record the podcast, girl? And I'm like, don't worry, girl, I'll figure it out. But a lot of travel coming up in the summer, and I just simply don't know where yet, because I did them one better and I have to be out of this house in May. So I think I have decided just to get a pod. I'm going to give them hell though and make sure they don't screw me over. But get a pod, that way like my stuff is only loaded into something one time, one vessel one time, and then the pod will come to my new house and then we'll unload the pod one time. You know what I mean? So it's less like pack, unload, unload, pack, move this, storage unit this. Like, that just seems crazy. So hopefully that all works out. You guys say a big old moving prayer for me. I have moved 8 times since I've lived in Nashville, and I have lived in Nashville 8 years. I have moved every fucking year that I've lived here. I am so ready to stop moving. I am so excited to literally just have a house that I own in Nashville that I stay in for years. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. What do I have coming up on the time that we have off? And then I'll wrap this up. I am going to London. I am going to this horse race called the Antrim Races, which I'm super fucking excited for, because apparently it's like the Kentucky Derby on crack, and it's like the most cool, like, well-known race in the world for horse racing. And I'm going to bet, and I'm going to win so much money, and I'm going to be so rich that I am going to laugh at all the sorry people below me. Can't wait. And basically, that is like a full weekend with all of his friends, which is going to be really exciting. And then we're going to go with one of his friends, Angus, who I did toot in front of and blame dog shit that I stepped in. We're going to go, his family has a house in Cornwall, which I think it's like Cornwall. I don't fucking know. Anyways, I think they all laugh at how Americans say it. They say we say it like Cornwall, and it's Cornwall. Cornwall. So we're going to go there, which is apparently like the north on the water. But I think it'll be cold because it's April, but I don't know. I know it'll be beautiful. And then, of course, like I said, we have the getaway trip for his brother's birthday in the Cotswolds. His brother's single, by the way, you guys. If you guys want to get in the Middleton fam, his brother's single. Just a little always plug for the fam, you know. And he's great. He's a wonderful guy. And I'm excited to celebrate his birthday. And again, excited that they asked me to go with them. It'll be really fun. The countryside, like I said, I went with James for his birthday last year. And the Cotswolds is just like beautiful. You feel like you're in a Taylor Swift song. Speaking of Taylor Swift, I also am going to her concert. I think, producer Courtney, we have May off, right? We have like a couple days in the beginning of May before the podcast comes back. And coincidentally, Taylor Swift plays a Nashville show, and I've got a lot of amazing people coming into town for the show that I have held hostage and said, you absolutely have to be on my podcast. So we're going to start the new season up rizzite with some fire guests that I cannot wait for. And then I'm also going to Stagecoach, which will be really fun. I'm going with the Oshries, with Claudia and Margot and their friend Emily, and oh my God, Kyle. You guys always ask for Kyle to be on the podcast. We got to get Kyle on an episode. He would be hilarious. But yeah, I have a lot of fun things planned for the month off, and producer Courtney, I hope you absolutely fuck it up, fam, and have some fun on your time off too. We love you. I will see you guys in 4 teeny tiny little weeks. Love you, love you, love you. Mwah.